When the virgin birth came on, that was a paradox. How that God, in order to make himself known to man, became man. How that God, the great spirit, God to me, was before there was even a light, there wasn't a meter, there wasn't an atom, there wasn't a molecule, there wasn't anything, and everything was God. Yes, that's how great he is. He's from eternity through eternity. He always was God. He always will be God. And how the greatest of all life become a little small germ in the womb of a woman in order to take his own law, to pay the penalty of his law, death. How God was manifested in the flesh. How the great God of heaven change this strain, come from being God to be man through the virgin birth. Nobody can figure it out. Science today can't tell you how that virgin birth was. But God did it. He came. No one was able. Everyone was sexually born. Like the rest. One man is the same as the rest of them. No one could help the other. We was all in trouble. And then God himself came down and was born not of a Jew, not of a Gentile, but his blood was God. Blood comes from the male sex. In this case, it was God. God the Creator created the blood cell in the womb of Mary and built himself a tabernacle, let himself come down and lived in it. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The very word Christ means the anointed one. God in his fullness dwelt in him. Amen. And in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That was a paradox. It staggered people them days. You being a man, make yourself God. It still doesn't. But just the same, it's still the same paradox is carried on. He was God. He's still God. He always will be God. Yes, sir. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, sir. That virgin birth was a mystery to the people. They couldn't understand it. Just like the new birth is today. The new birth is a mystery to the people. They can't understand it. They don't know what you mean. They have belittled it. Bring it down, saying, well, just because you believe something. The devils believe the same thing and tremble. It isn't what you believe, it's what God has actually done. The new birth is a birth. It was a paradox when God brought new life to the human race. To reject it is eternal separation. To receive it is eternal life. You're on the same basis that Adam and Eve was. You can take... If God puts you on anything else, it would be unjust to Adam and Eve. Each Adam and Eve tonight's got the right and wrong standing before them. You can make your choice. You can take God's word or leave God's word. You can take God's word or take your denominational creeds about it. You can take your modernistic ideas of what it is. You can be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, or you can be churchized. Either one you want to be.